Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for singing with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Ivan Meisner is with us, folks. Ivan is the world's expert, probably the galactic expert on networking. He's the guru for networking. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International. He's written so many books on the topic of networking that I have to use a wheelbarrow to take him to the studio. And he's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to the previous millennia. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show.
Good to have you back. Ivan, one of the things I like about having you on the show, besides your charm and suave, Ivan, is the fact that you not only travel around the world, but even when you're not traveling, you hear from your members, the people who are part of your extended international network of networkers. And so you've got maybe as much as anybody I've ever known, you've got your finger on the pulse of what's really happening in the world these days. And I'd like for you to tell my audience what you think is going on right now.
Well, two things. We did a survey now called BNI Business Index, and there's four words that I have for you, Jim, four words. The end is near.
Oh.
And I'm not talking about the end of the world.
Okay, good.
It's just that we're putting that out there. I'm not talking about the end of the world.
You stopped my heart for a minute there.
Yeah. Well, it's not December 2020.
I thought I had till 2012.
That's right. That's what I thought, too, which is a real crazy story in and of itself. But no, it's not December 2012. I'm talking about the end of the recession.
Yeah.
And that's based on a survey that we did at BNI Business Index. And let me tell you a quick story about why we started doing this. I had a guy come to me once, and he said, just recently, he said, you know, Ivan, you've got 135,000 members of BNI in 47 countries. Do you ever ask them any questions about how business is and how the economy is for them?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. He said, well, why not? This is the kind of thing that people really want to know. What does small business think?
Mm-hmm.
About where the economy is at any given time. Take a snapshot several times a year. I thought, hey, that sounded like an interesting idea. So just, you know, sort of as a fluke, I put this survey out to see if there would be any response. In 3 weeks, I got 5,700 responses from all over the world, from
right.
every populated continent. And interestingly enough, 68% of the respondents said that business is growing or growing dramatically compared
right.
to this time last year.
Right.
And that was the question. How's business today compared to this time last year? And 68% said that it is growing or growing dramatically. And I was a little surprised by that.
Well, we did a similar poll on our website a couple of weeks ago, and 52% of our respondents either had a good year or a great year in 2010.
Oh, yeah, see, so
more than half.
Here. Yeah, well, and 12% of that said that it was growing substantially. It was really growing. And 55%, almost 56% said it was growing.
That was the exact number we had, 12%.
Yeah. Only 6.3% said it was declining, and only 1.6% said declining substantially. So less than 8% of the respondents said
mm-hmm.
that it was declining.
Mm-hmm.
And about 24% said that the economy or their personal business was flat compared to the same time last
right,
year.
Right. And I'm looking at your graphs here, and whether manufacturing, retail, or service, all three of those sectors had the same response in terms of how many were growing. I mean, they were very similar, weren't they?
Very, very similar.
So what does that tell us?
Well, it tells us that the recovery is across the board. There are some differences between them. Manufacturing seems to be a little slower than other than the service or retail, but just a little. We're talking about a couple of percentage points in manufacturing versus retail and service. The other thing is that we did take a look at it by continent, and Asia is stronger than any of the other populated continents. Again, it's only by a few percentage points, but more than just a couple.
Right. Well, the other thing, and I want us to talk about this a little bit as we move into this our visit today, that I've been talking a lot about, Ivan, and that is, you know, how do you differentiate between the external things that you may have less control over, and the internal things that you have complete control over, and you know, when do you quit blaming the recession? When do you start looking in the mirror? I want you to help us with that. And we'll come back after these messages. Tony Till, Ivan Meisner is our guest. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International. BNI.com is the website. I'll be right back with Ivan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.